podium, Susie. Got a match?
We gonna do that pyramid shot like we did yesterday? Oh, hope not. I can't take that crap again.
As the actors chatter loudly, Susie raises her voice. What time's the show start? Hey, where's my blouse?
Where's Lady Divine? Is she ready?
Back outside the tent, a crowd of suburban housewives and their spouses have gathered to listen to Mr. David's barking. These assorted sluts, fags, dykes, and pimps know no bounds. They have committed acts against God and nature, acts that by their mere existence would make any decent person recoil in disgust. You want to see them, and we've got them. Every possible thing you can imagine. As more suburbanites approach, Mr. David continues. Come on, ladies, come right up this way. Come see Lady Divine's cavalcade. He looks like a fool. Does it cost? It's absolutely free, ma'am. Do we have time? We have some time, but I don't know. Oh, come on, let's go see it. It's free. The suburbanites enter the show tent. Step right up. As Mr. David continues attempting to lure others inside, step right up. A suburban husband and wife approach arm in arm. The wife turns to her husband. Do we have time before lunch? This isn't one of those sex shows, is it? You'll see, sir. Go right on in. Inside the tent, the show is already in progress. As each little act unfolds, the audience shakes their head in disgust and clucks to one another. One young woman is sucking a shoe and moaning in erotic pleasure. A deranged young man is caressing and sucking a brassiere. Susie, still nude from the waist up, with tattoos on her arms, has two men licking each of her very hairy armpits, one man on each side. A naked young man is being burned with a cigarette by another strange young man in a top hat. Outside the tent, once again, Mr. David is frantically barking the show. More confused suburbanites have gathered to listen. Lady Divine's cavalcade of perversion, you can still see the complete show. What you will see inside this tent will make you literally sick. We got it all and we show it all. You will witness the actual smut session of a pornographer and his slut of a girlfriend as she, in all her naked depravity, exposes her sacred reproductive organs to the ever-probing eye of the flash camera. Back in the tent, Susie is totally nude now, tilted back on a chair with her legs spread as the photographer snaps a close-up of her vagina. The suburban audience reacts with disgust. She must be an addict. They'll do anything. She's a dyke. Look at those tattoos.
What's this obsession with pornography?
Look at her cunt. Ew, ew. She's probably got the crabs. I can smell her all the way over here. God, she guzzled that wine. What a repulsive body. She's fat. No wonder they didn't charge any money to get in here. A young maniac woman begins mixing in the crowd selling refreshments. Cheeseburgers, get your cheeseburgers, only a dollar. No decent person would be in this show. Decent? She doesn't know the meaning of the word decent. Cigarettes, cheeseburgers. Outside the tent, Mr. David is bending down to talk to an undecided suburbanite couple, still outside the tent. Come on in. You got about 3 minutes left to catch the puke eater. He'll lap it right up for you. He loves it.
Sounds weird.
You're weird. It's sickening. I'm not going to the Pine Street Women's Jail just to watch somebody puke. Yeah, but they got puke eaters, lesbians, mental patients and stuff. You will see two actual queers kissing each other on the lips. These are actual queers. In the tent, two bearded men French kiss passionately. The audience is horrified. They gag and turn their heads in disgust. Oh, are they repulsive? Filthy! But that one looks so masculine. Yeah, but look at George Hamilton. I've known a couple queers. In fact, I think my hairdresser's a queer. They hang in bus stations, you know. It's just sick. Sick. Back outside, Mr. David is frantic. See, an addicted heroin addict going through the mental and physical agony known as cold turkey. This particular addict has been hooked for over 8 years and must constantly lie, rape, mug, and steal from hard-working wage earners in order to satisfy his never-ending crave for hard narcotics. Inside, two young men carry out a skinny, emaciated junkie on a stretcher and dump him on the ground. He moans and rolls around in agony as Mr. David continues to bark and narrate the show. Watch as this drug-crazed animal loses all sense of human dignity and decency. He will literally become a maniac.